Bible tells us that if anyone is in Christ, if anyone has that relationship with Christ, where they've come to Jesus, put their trust in Jesus, had their sins forgiven by Jesus, has now a relationship with Jesus, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. When we come to Jesus, he makes us new. As we come to him and trade in our sin for his righteousness, that's not just simply a legal transaction where it's pretend, it's make-believe. It's a real deal. He really takes our sin. He really gives us his righteousness. And the beautiful thing is, he makes us new inside. He changes our heart. He gives us a new heart so that we now love the things that please him. We now begin to hate the things that offend him. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Be reconciled to God. Because of our sin, we have become God's enemies. We have demonstrated hostility toward him. We need to be reconciled to him, brought back, restored to a right relationship with him. And he says, all this is from God. This new creation, the old is gone, the new has come. This reconciliation is brought about by the work of Jesus Christ on the cross for you. And that's what we come together this morning to celebrate, to reflect on, to remember, is what Jesus did for us. Not what we can do for him, but what he has already done for us. In Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself. If you're a sinner today, you can be reconciled to a holy God because of what Christ did for you. Jesus paid the price in full, and now he invites you into relationship with him. I'm going to invite the men to come forward. We're going to distribute the bread and the juice. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you are in Christ, you hold on to that, take that bread, and take that juice as a reflection of what Jesus did for you, a reminder of his body broken, his blood poured out. Let's pray, and we'll receive that together. Father, thank you for sending your only Son to rescue us from our sin, to reconcile us to yourself, to make us new inside, so we, rather than running from you, run toward you with our sin, seeking your forgiveness. Thank you that your forgiveness is abundant in Christ Jesus, that the cross paid the price for all our sin. And because of Jesus' body broken and his blood poured out, we can be enjoying today a relationship with you, reconciled to a holy God, loved, and made new. We want to say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus, we come to you to worship you today, to say thank you, to praise your holy name, and to remember what it cost you for us to be forgiven and made new. We want to say thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. It's body broken for you. Eat.
blood poured out to wash away your sins. Drink.